إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي وخلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق حديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger, and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims, and O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and many women. And be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the womb that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Rakib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and he will forgive for you your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. For each one are successive angels before and behind him, who protect him by the decree of Allah. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. And when Allah intends for a people ill, there is no repelling it. And there is not for them besides him any patron. And that's from Surah Ar-Ra'd. And when we look at during these times, these pandemic times, you know, I call it the pandemic pause. We have come under, we've been bombarded with many serious trials. The loss of loved ones, financial problems, health challenges, and relationship challenges. And again, as Muslims, we must believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with something, it is a test or a trial. You know, we must work to be of those who weather the trials, weather the trials. You know, when we look at the prophets of old and the teachers, we have all come to know and all become aware of, and we see that they faced many challenges, many difficulties in their lives. And we have to ask ourselves, are we better than them? Are we better than the Prophet Ayyub? Are we better than the Prophet Noah, alayhi salam, for both of them? Are we better than the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam? Are we better than the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa salam? All of the prophets, peace be upon them, faced trials and tribulations, many of these things. And so we have to understand that that's a part of who we are. You know, we have to have the understanding that we can fathom these trials and have, again, a spiritual understanding of what is the lesson in this. What is the spiritual lesson in any trial that we face? Because they had that understanding. They had the understanding that there was a spiritual message in any difficulty that they face. And we're all familiar with the ayats, after every hardship comes ease. And they also had the understanding that any difficulty was temporary. Allah says, And when my servant asks you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the suppliant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me that they may be rightly guided. Allah says he will respond to the invocation of every suppliant. In other words, every dua that's made, he will respond to it. And sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no. And that's why we make the dua istikhara. If it is good for us, we ask Allah to give it to us. If it is not good for us, then we ask Allah to keep it away from us. But he also says the obedient are the rightly guided. We have to internalize the concept of the nearness of Allah. It is not a physical nearness, but a closeness that cannot be articulated by human beings. It's just a closeness that we feel. This is an integral part of Iman, believing in the unseen. We accept the fact that there's this virus. We can't see it, but it has the power to impact the whole world. Think about that. We have a virus, an unseen virus, that has caused the whole world to stand still. But can we also accept the fact that there is an unseen creator that regulates all of the world, the spirit world, the material world, the world of the germs and the microbes? If Allah loves the people, he afflicts them with trials. Whoever is patient has the reward of patience, and whoever is impatient has the fault of impatience. That's a Sahih Hadith. When Allah loves people, he will afflict them with trials. So he must love us tremendously. Let us be of those who don't lose faith when we're faced with a trial. Let us face any adversity with patience and forbearance. You know, again, because having trials, it's a part of being a human being. Allah says he only made men and jinn but to worship him. And they will continue, the trials will continue until the day of judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said that the servant will continue to be tried until he is left walking upon the earth without any sin. So we are a long way from not having any sin. And so we'll still have trials. How will we handle them? When we accept the fact that we are not in control, that is the beginning of a deeper attainment of Iman or faith. We have to accept that fact. When we become rebellious and arrogant, this is an indication of a lack of faith. And so we want to be of those who are able to weather any type of adversity with patience. Allah says, those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured. In other words, we can have yaqeen, we can have certainty just by the remembrance of Allah. And remembrance of Allah is not just, you know, as we dhikr. Remembrance of Allah in all things that we do. We must remember Allah in all of these things, from the time that we wake up to the time that we go to sleep and all activities in between. It doesn't mean that you sit all day somewhere, you know, dhikring. But if you're in trade, you're an honest person. And if you're in a relationship, you have fidelity in that relationship. When you do work for an employer, then you give them your best. You know, so remembrance of Allah can be shown in action. We can dhikr by activity, dhikr in action. We have to, again, accept this. You know, we also have to accept the fact that toil and struggle is a part of the job description of the servant. It's a part of the job description. If Allah intends good for someone, then he afflicts them with trials. That's from Bukhari. If Allah intends good for someone, then he afflicts him with trials. That's from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It does not mean we are to do nothing. You know, we have to take all the necessary precautions. We have been in this pandemic now for over a year. I remember talking about the coming pandemic in January of last year. I remember hearing about it, and I told the community about it, and how, you know, we are a loving people, and we love to hug, and we love to kiss, and we love to shake hands, and we love to be close to one another, specifically in the ranks. And that Allah has basically caused us to be apart from one another for a whole year. And so we have to start to work to overcome this, because we're going to have some residual impact, some residual problems just starting to come back together. One of the things that we're going to do, inshallah, we're going to attempt to have Juma next week outside. If it rains, we'll be in at the basketball court. You know, so we're going to try to start back the Juma outside until the numbers start to go down. Then we can go back inside. But we want to at least start Juma, and we'll, inshallah, live stream it as well. You know, so that'll be the 9th. We'll be able to, the 9th of April, we'll have our first Juma in person, inshallah. You know, we have to basically take the necessary precautions, because it's about safety. It's about safety. You know, and we have to avoid getting ill, you know, even from whether it's pre-pandemic, whether it's present pandemic or post-pandemic, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to respect science and the medical professionals. You know, these people have dedicated their lives to helping humanity. We have to believe that for the most part. And all of us, we have to stop practicing medicine without a license. You know, Allah has allowed a vaccine to be developed, and whether you take it or not, it's up to you. You know, I've taken it. I took it in January. And I always told a few friends, I said, you know, I've taken the shot, the two shots, and I haven't grown any horns. You know, and so I'm a healthcare professional, so I'm around people who are dealing with the disease of COVID. You know, I'm in the hospital, you know, often. And so, and I'm also over 65. So I'm two out of three of the first people who were able to get the shot, you know. There are legitimate arguments on both sides, pro and con, whether you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. You know, but you have to follow your heart and do the research on your choices. You know, that from my understanding of this deen, there's nothing haram about taking a vaccine. Try to go on Hajj without your shot. You know, we have to understand that nothing happens in this world unless Allah permits it. All of our breaths are quantified, and you know, we can't proceed or exceed our allotted time. We can't, you know, some babies are born taking a few breaths and they pass away. Others may have a trillion breaths and last to 80, 90 years. So we have to be of those who recognize that it is Allah who is in control of all things. It is Allah who is in control of all things. So brothers and sisters, I'm asking you today, don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Rabbana la tu'akidna inna sayna laktanna. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamautuhu wa ladina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bihi wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ahlal qawmil kafirin. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden as you laid on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and so grant us a victory over the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings.